Definitely, man. I mean, probably since I've been really following NFL football, the Patriots been almost the class of the NFL. So, man, that's definitely to stay at the top that long, that's impressive.
Any way to explain it?
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, man. That's the common denominator to two things that have been in the whole time is Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Pete, what do you learn from your time there that you take with you even today?
I just learned. I learned how to be a professional, man. Everything is straight about football over there. No time for no extra stuff. Straight football and make you accountable over there. I learned those two things from over there.
Your teammates raved about you in New England, and they say the same kind of things about your enthusiasm, but your passion for the game, your studying the game. How important is that to you, the way that you kind of guide maybe some of the younger players even today?
Right, that's very important, man. It makes me feel like hearing that from you, it makes me feel like I'm doing my job when other people say stuff like that about me. So I feel like I'm doing my job, man, as a veteran, as a teammate, as a player.
On that same thing, Peyton was just saying a little while ago, how much he's enjoyed being your teammate, being around you, and just your infectious enthusiasm for life. What have you gotten out of talking with Peyton, and how much have you enjoyed your relationship with him?
Oh, a lot, man. Peyton, he just delivers confidence, man. Just you have a conversation with him, you leave that conversation just feeling confident about whatever you're finna do. So, little things here and there that he give me about the game, man, it definitely is appreciated.
Can you give an example or care to?
Nah, man, I can't tell you what he tell me. You know?
How does that help him change things for that offense?
I feel like he brings the whole offense together. If you take him out, man, Tom is missing that one guy in the middle, that one go-to guy in the middle on the outside, the reverses, punt return. I feel like when he's there, it makes them their complete team. As this year, it makes them their complete team.
Akib, you played this game before at the stadium, AFC Championship. So you were on the other sideline. Mm-hmm. What is that like to come in here as an opponent in the AFC Championship to play the Broncos here?
It's like an AFC Championship, I guess, huh? It's a different team. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Well, staying with the AFC Championship, last time you didn't finish the game, how much more are you looking forward to taking full advantage of this opportunity on Sunday?
I'm looking forward to taking advantage of it. Make sure I say my prayers. Hopefully I can stay healthy throughout this one. It's going to be a big game for us.
How much was Chris hurting in that last game?
He was hurting. We know how Chris played. When he was out there, you could watch the tape. You could see his whole movement, his straight ahead running from everything. He was hurting. He's moving a little bit better in practice this week. So, man, we'll see.
You've been on both sides of this Brady-Manning rivalry. What's your take on this greatest quarterback rivalry the NFL's ever seen?
It's a great show, man. Every time they play us, extra cameras, extra media. It could be a regular season game, and it's still extra cameras, extra media. They're the best two quarterbacks doing it. So, of course, everybody wants to see them compete against each other.
What specifically is the biggest challenge of facing Brady?
You don't just face Brady, man. You know, well, I'm lined up against Edelman. I'm not going against Brady. I'm going against Edelman and Brady. So, them as a team, the greatest challenge is just getting in your right spot, man. They go so fast. They give you so many motions and smoke and mirrors and things like that. Try to confuse you. You just got to watch that tape and know how they're going to end up and just know where you're supposed to be.
Akib, when the Patriots won it last year, was there a small part of you that felt like you kind of missed out on something?
Nope.
If you're an energy guy, how much are you going to get off the
Oh man, we all feed off that. Our whole team, that crowd, that mile high crowd, man. They definitely feed energy to us. So the whole team, we definitely feed off of them.
You talk about lining up against 11. What's it like to line up against 87 with not just the size, the speed, the strength, mm-hmm. the whole combination?
Total package, man. Best tight end I ever seen play the game, man. It's definitely be a tough cover anytime he split out wide.
If you looked at the tape last week, Sean Smith appeared to be in perfect position on the back shoulder throw. Mm-hmm. Is there anything he could have done better in that situation?
I mean, he could have broke it up. I mean, besides that, he was in perfect position. Come work out with me in off season.
Time for a few more, please. What were conversations like with Gronk?
Gronk is a character, man. He one of the funniest dudes, man. Even my time there, I used to go over to the house and chill with him and stuff. He a good guy, man. Real good. Exactly how he is on commercials and everything. That's how he is in real life, so it's funny.
Seeing some of the back and forth with your teammates and him this week, any thoughts on that?
I know, see, that's why I stay off the social network. Any social network with me on there is fake. I don't do the social network, so that's why I stay off of it right there.
Anything else, guys? Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.